So podcasters, you all want to know how to make some extra money. Agnes Cazera's got a solution for you. She's got a new company called Podcorn. We've got Agnes here today. We're doing Talking Tech at a coffee shop at Tanner's on Culver Boulevard in Playa del Rey. This is fun. Agnes, hi.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here with you.
Okay, so just so everybody should know, you were a co-founder of FameBit, which basically did the same thing for video. It enabled YouTubers to be able to make money on their videos in addition to what Google was paying them.
Exactly. And obviously, this is a very different format, very different medium. So it's going to be also the types of content creators are going to be creating is different, because with YouTube, you had sort of the hauls, the lookbooks, unboxings, tutorials, that type of content that brands could be integrated very natively into. But with podcasting, we're looking at more conversational storytelling. So even interviews like you and I are doing, there's a great opportunity for brands to be a part of that and to, for instance, tell their story. Because unless you're a really big kind of household brand that everybody knows, a 30-second infomercial doesn't really do much for you.
So have you launched?
No, we have not launched, but we're launching in Q4 of this year, and podcasters and brands can sign up right now at podcorn.fm for early access.
As anybody who listens to the show knows that podcasts are, they will hear advertisers, a lot of direct response, a lot of fill out the survey, a lot of things. How do you see that changing with a company like yours? What sort of brands can come in and do things differently?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, I see podcasting as being a lot more inclusive of a lot of different, not even creators, but also brands, in that, you know, you can have insurance, education, meditation, B2B companies. And for instance, you know, if you are a shipping provider, a shipping solutions company for an e-commerce brand, an infomercial isn't going to help you. But if you're are inside a podcast or being interviewed by a podcaster who's talking about resources for getting an e-commerce business off the ground, that's going to go a lot further, because that's actually somebody who's listening who wants that service or is more likely interested in what you're offering. So we think it's a lot more inclusive, and I think the future of podcast advertising is going to be a lot more native and integrated. And so, yeah, very excited.
How did you come to want to be working in podcasts? Are you a big podcast fan?
I listen to podcasts, and I just think it's a very intimate medium. I mean, it's, you know, you consume it usually when you're alone. It's right in your head, and it's very intimate from that perspective. And I see it evolving to the next evolution, to be the next big creative medium. Just even the listenership alone is growing so quickly. Over 140 million Americans have now listened to a podcast, 20 million more than last year. It's growing very quickly. The brand dollars are really there, and you know, I think they are expected to surpass $1 billion by next year. So it's a very exciting space. And a lot of even YouTubers are moving over because they can create content that's more long form. They can go more in depth on a lot of subjects that they can't do sort of on their channel, and build new audiences.
The name of the company is Podcorn, podcorn.fm, correct, Agnes? Okay.
Podcasting and popcorn mixed together.
Right. Thank you, Agnes Cazera from Podcorn. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I'm at Jefferson Graham on Twitter. Agnes, how do they find you?
Just at Podcorn, podcorn.fm.
All righty, I'll be back to you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech. Thanks for listening.